All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ben Coffey Clark is a digital strategist at Bully Pulpit Interactive. He's worked on Barack Obama's and Rahm Emanuel's campaigns. Thanks for being here, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you first, is being a digital strategist for a national campaign very different than a local one in terms of doing digital stuff?
No, the approach is the same. You're still trying to reach new voters and persuade them to vote for your candidate.
How do you precisely target a specific voter in a specific precinct as a local politician needs to do?
So this would be part of your advertising strategy online. And you need to have a message and you need to have creative. But if you've figured out who your audience is, let's say 18 to 30 year old male, there are, I don't want to say in infinite ways, but whether it's Facebook, whether it's through Google and their search or display advertising network, or whether it's through a host of other ad networks or technologies, you can target that demographic with a certain set of messages that are maybe different than someone who has a computer, lives in the same household and is right next to them, but is a different demographic. Maybe they're a woman over 45.
So maybe you know that when this guy logs into his Facebook profile, you know a lot about him, and so you can make sure that you get the right ad in front of him at the right time.
That's right. We can do targeting from a digital perspective, not based on a person's name, but on attributes that they've decided to share with the internet or certain behavior or IP address characteristics that show us where you are.
Is there something that's particularly difficult about getting politicians to spend their money, particularly here in New York, for example? The amount of money they can spend is capped if they take public money. How are you finding that it's tough to get them to spend money on stuff like that?
No, I mean, I think, you know, at this day and age, candidates understand, especially when they log into their own Facebook page and see voters, they see their own constituents, like there's a real understanding that digital has changed everything, that they need to invest. And when you show them that the scale of voter contact is actually more efficient and therefore cheaper and a better spend of their dollar online, they're more apt to talk to you about digital strategies versus television, which is, you know, extremely expensive and not as targeted and therefore not as efficient.
Right. So are you finding that a lot of the local politicians are actually behind the curve?
You know, local politicians generally have not run, you know, large campaigns before. They're in a position to run for mayor for the first time. And you need to spend time with them and explain to them the ROI from doing voter contact online, that it's not just talking to your base the way it was in 2008 or 2004, that since 2012, we've developed like really sophisticated targeting methodologies similar to what people are experiencing in mail so that you can persuade new voters.
I was about to ask that, actually. ROI, you mean return on investment. Do you find that specifically targeting voters with digital actually gets them to go to the polls?
Yeah, we've seen in polling that it not only gets them to go to polls, which, you know, is also a shared responsibility with, you know, campaigns, you know, phone calls, everything matters, but it changes minds. And we've seen that in polling. So certain messages online with key audience demographics, like you discussed, maybe it's 18 to 30 year olds, before they watch Modern Family, they're going to see a pre-roll ad from our candidate designed specifically for online that's going to point out some factual differences between them and another candidate. And we see in polling that actually moves moves numbers in our direction if done in the right way.
What about people in the tech sector? Do candidates really care about courting them in particular?
If they're smart, I think you can, you know, we see this founders of Facebook. Chris Hughes was an early supporter of Barack Obama and his presidential campaign and had a lot to offer, being from Silicon Valley, understanding the importance of digital. That said, because you've built a beautiful application that works for, e-commerce or, you know, a great sports line, doesn't mean it's going to translate to politics. It's a different audience. with different needs, and you really need to focus on getting people to vote, and the size and reach and tweets and how many shares you have only are important, and so as much as they move the needle on a voter's intent to vote for a certain candidate or raise money for a candidate.
Now, you know, New Yorkers are getting ready for a mayoral election. What sort of advice would you give the candidates? Because none of them are as well known to the tech sector as the current mayor, Bloomberg. How to curry favor with them?
Well, I think one, you know, when they're talking to the electorate, which is the most important thing, they want to invest early online. I think there's a culture in political consultants that the last 2 months matter the most. And, you don't want to insult the intelligence of the voter. That's like kind of that's a maxim in politics. And people actually care right now about the city, and they care about this state of their lives. And they know that the mayor has an impact on that. So if you can start to build a relationship now online, maybe have people be able to sign up for your email address, maybe have a website that communicates your positions, talk to people on social media, even before you advertise, you're going to be able to reap benefits later when, it's even more intense and we're right before the election and people care the most.
I also wanted to ask you, there seems to be an issue that's come up about the technology that was used to build Barack Obama's database of voters, that the party wants to keep that structure, how that database was built, private. But some of the people that worked on it, some of the tech people, are saying, no, this needs to be open information. This is just the future of the way campaigns work. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I think that's a little overstated as an issue. The technology itself from the Obama campaign is, part of the Democratic Party. It's not hidden by any means, and it's accessible to most people who participate in the party. So I think the real thing is that the Democratic Party has certain assets, technology being one of them, and they have transitioned largely successfully from 2008 to 2012, and I imagine will do so again.
So you don't think it's the right of candidates everywhere to have access to this sort of technology, no matter what party?
Oh, they do. I mean, I think you're talking about data versus technology, right? So, whether any campaign retains, data and, fundraising lists or whatever else they may have, it's, just differs candidate to candidate. But usually there's a healthy relationship where the Democratic National Party, the DNC, which exists outside of candidates which come and go and presidents which come and go to retain those assets, that's been a very successful operation so far. I haven't seen – I know a little bit about the issue you're raising, but I haven't seen enough controversy to lead me to believe that would change.
Okay. And just lastly, I wanted to ask you, coming up 2016, with this four-year cycle, what do you think is going to be the major theme when it comes to digital strategy?
Yeah, well, in 2004, I think we thought about the internet as a primary place to raise millions of dollars online from grassroots supporters. 2008, people talked about the power of social media and just digital in general to turn out your voters who supported you. I think we're still in the middle of telling the story about 2012, where we were actually able to convince voters that President Obama was the right candidate for them. And in the next, cycle, I think it's going to be mobile and doing all of those things I just described on mobile. Just the same way the tech and Silicon Valley sector sees a trend of mobile growth, that's a great way they can help politics, is help politics figure out the world of mobile as more people use smartphones.
Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Ben Coffey-Clark is a digital strategist at Bully Pulpit Interactive.